This is an Animal Planet podcast. Check out Discovery Network's complete podcast lineup at discoveriechannelradio.com. Well, I'd like to welcome wildlife expert Peter Gross to this week's Animal Planet podcast. And today we'll be talking about the next Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom special, Elephant Family Bonds for Life, premieres August 27th at 7 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Animal Planet. Peter, thanks for being here.
Nice to talk to you again.
Well, I understand you've had an opportunity to take a look at Elephant Family Bonds for Life. What's your first impression of the show?
Well, I have, and it's a marvelous show. Having spent some time in the deserts of Africa in the past, I can appreciate what it's like for elephants to exist there. And this is truly a story about what it takes for an elephant family to survive during a record drought year, and how an animal that's eating averagely 175 to 200 pounds of grass a day can survive eating just meager roots and grasses as it tries to move on and find food during this amazing drought.
When you mentioned this is a drought condition. It was in East Africa lasted for over 40 years. How do elephants survive in conditions like that?
It's amazing to me that they survive at all, but they do it strictly through the fact that the matriarch, usually an older female of the herd, the matriarchs are the leaders, and they basically take charge and lead the rest of their extended family from the droughted areas to areas where they may find food. And amazingly enough, they can go 10 to 20 years having not made this trek to find water and remember the old routes, the old trails, to be able to find their way to where they find food and water again.
Well, in the show, we see elephants from Kenya's National Park in Kenya to Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania's National Park. The land surrounding Kilimanjaro is an oasis for wildlife because of the year-round snowmelt. What happens, though, if these ice caps actually disappear?
Well, what does happen on occasion like this is as the runoff disappears and things dry out, then the wildlife has to move on. Some survives and some doesn't. And some of the more intelligent animals, like the elephants, because they have these tremendously intelligent matriarch leaders, are forced to move on, and they follow these ancient routes to lands where they can find food.
Now, when elephants crowd into such a limited area, what are some of the problems and dangers that arise? How do elephants react to these situations?
Well, the biggest problem is there's just too many mouths and too small of an area to feed, so they get weaker and weaker as they start to face starvation, and they become a little more aggressive towards each other. So with the help of the extended family, they're forced to move on and go find food elsewhere.
I understand that among elephants, the oldest female, also known as the matriarch, leads the family to food and water. And, that sometimes it's necessary to lead the family to places she has not visited in decades. How does the matriarch know where to go?
And that is phenomenal to me, how they can go years and years having not made the trek, and they simply follow their past migration routes. And as they're following these old routes, leading the rest of the herd, they're constantly smelling for water. And they can find watering holes as they go along the way, some which may be hundreds of miles apart, but they can smell water up to 2 miles away. So they get to them, if they make it to a watering hole, then they can sort of refuel and then keep moving.
Now, Peter, in this Wild Kingdom special, we see the elephants leave the national park in Tanzania for lands much further south. Since elephants consume large amounts of food and water each day, or they need to, how do they cope with such long journeys during a drought?
Well, that's what's so wonderful about elephants. When you look at an elephant, you see these massive ears, and that's really the key to their survival. As they flap their ears, it acts like a cooling system. And also, they're able to exist on dry grasses, and they're able to eat fibrous pieces of wood and roots and trees and anything they can eat along the way, when ordinarily about 85% of their diet is grass alone.
Now, what about if an elephant falls behind on one of these journeys? Will the family stop, or does the matriarch just keep them moving?
Well, it's as the leader, the matriarch, it's her job. She's responsible for the entire herd to keep them moving. And generally, as you'll see so clearly in this wonderful show, she'll drop back and actually assist the mother of a 4-year-old who just gets too weak to keep going. And she'll drop back and try to get the 4-year-old on her feet, and it's one of the most touching pieces of film I've ever seen. And as long as she can, and then when they see that the baby is unable to make it, rather than jeopardize the rest of the herd, she forces them to keep moving.
Well, what steps can a family or matriarch make then to make sure that their calves survive during a drought?
Well, the newborn calves really do quite well. They keep them very close in the middle of the herd, so they're sort of in the shade and the breeze that's created while the herd's moving, and they're very well protected. After they get to be about 4, 5, 6, sometimes 7 years old, they're pretty much on their own. So they all sort of take turns babysitting the youngsters, if you will, to make sure they make it. And then the teenagers and the ones that are a little bit younger have to be able to make it on their own. And sadly enough, in nature, the weak ones sometimes don't.
Well, on these migrations, they, of course, have to deal with everything from a lot of heat and a lot of harsh sunlight. How are elephants able to cope with that?
Yeah, and this is one of the things that is pointed out so clearly in this show, is that as they, one flap of these giant ears, which is covered with blood vessels, it draws the heat out from the body. It acts like a giant cooling system for an elephant. Another way they stay cool is when they find the watering holes in the mud, they flick mud on their back and then dust, and the mud cuts the ultraviolet rays, and so does the dust, and also it keeps the flies and the ticks and the ever-present horse flies that are constantly landing on them while they try to make this trek.
Not a bad system. Tell me when a family member does die. How do elephants react when family members die?
Now, there are many theories about that. And again, there's wonderful footage of the herd discovering bones that had passed on years prior. And they're gently handling the bones, and they pick them up, and they pass them around. It's almost as if they recognize through scent. And the whole mood of the herd changes. And it's amazing that elephants, like people, they're really the only animal that feels emotion and actually care for each other.
Fascinating animals. Peter Gross, once again, thank you for talking to us. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
It's wildlife expert Peter Gross discussing the next Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom special, Elephant Family Bonds for Life. It's on Animal Planet, Sunday, August 27th, 7 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Animal Planet.